Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Our Lady in Doctrine and Devotion, the show dedicated to furthering the knowledge and love of the Mother of God, presented by member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Christopher Stevers, and I am joined today by our guest, Father Michael Oswald. Welcome to the show, Father.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Father, in our last episode, we wrapped up our study of Our Lady's life with her glorious Assumption. But through the ages since the Assumption, Catholics have remained close to Our Lady, as they should through various devotions. Today, we are going to start with one of those devotions, which is very popular, the brown scapular. When did Catholics start first wearing the brown scapular?
It's a very ancient devotion, really, you can say, is that technically you can say that the apparition of Our Lady to St. Simon Stock, but it was in the year 1241, there was a Baron Grey of England was returning from the Crusades in Palestine, and he brought back with him a group of religious from the Holy Mountain of Carmel. And arriving, the Baron, he generously presented the monks with a house, you know, in the town. And then 10 years later, in that very place, there occurred this now famous apparition of our Lady to Saint Simon Stock. And so as the Blessed Mother handed Saint Simon the brown woolen scapular, she spoke those words to him. She says, "This shall be the privilege for you and all Carmelites, that anyone dying in this habit shall not suffer eternal fire." And so in time, the church then extended this privilege to then all the laity who are willing to be invested in the brown scapular of the Carmelites and who perpetually wear it. And so it certainly, obviously, it was right for the Carmelites themselves first, but that it didn't take long for that devotion to spread to the laity. So you can certainly say, you know, Catholics have been wearing their brown scapulars for centuries, many centuries now, and the great privileges and power, you can say, as well, that come for those who are invested in it.
So many religious will wear a larger scapular, whether that's the brown scapular or some other scapulars. How are the small scapulars worn by laity, in particular the brown scapular, related to this full-length scapular?
Well, that's what it is. Like a miniature version, you can say, of the scapular worn by the religious. Because scapular, I mean, the word comes from the Latin word scapulae, so it means shoulders. And so a religious will wear that full-length scapular over the shoulders, you know, that goes down however long, maybe sometimes to their ankles or what have you, but, you know, front and back. So it's like a cloak almost that way. But obviously a layperson, they're not a religious, and so probably much more difficult for a layperson to wear something that large. So it's then you have a version of that, of a smaller square, wool square, to, you know, that goes it's a miniature form of that monk's habit, you know, which of that sleeveless outer garment, which goes from the shoulder to the feet. So, but for us, as who are not religious that way, you know, we, I guess, wear that as we know of, we see that scapular, which is just those two pieces of wool with the strap that you put it over your shoulders, and it's from the front and the back, that of just like a religious would wear, but like I said, in just a mini version of that.
So could you give a refresher then on the promises attached to wearing the brown scapular?
Sure. Is that the first, you know, promise you can say, really, I mean, what was given of Our Lady's promise in wearing the brown scapular was what she said. She says, "Whoever dies invested with this scapular shall be preserved from the eternal flames. It is a sign of salvation, a sure safeguard in danger, a pledge of peace, and of my special protection until the end of ages." You know, that is the sort of the first, you can say, or promise, major promise given to those who are invested in the scapular, who wear it piously, of course, with faith, that what our Blessed Mother said. And again, it's